This goes to PACE, all caps, it's PACE, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Paulette Hagerman, H-A-G-E-R-M-A-N, date of birth 9/5/1959, to whom it may concern. This is a telemedicine follow-up for Mrs. Hagerman, who goes by Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, with diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function, hypertension, and COPD, also absent left kidney. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. Her weight is down 3 pounds since her last visit. She did have hospitalization in Elma, 11/30/23 through 12/4/23 for a COPD with acute exacerbation. She is feeling much better following discharge. They gave her antibiotics, steroids, and Lasix at that time, and that resolved the symptoms. And then she had a 2D echocardiogram while hospitalized, and that was 12/1/23. Ejection fraction 60%. She had mild aortic regurgitation, depressed right ventricular systolic function, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. She states she is feeling much better at this time, other than being very tired because she didn't sleep well last night. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. She does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion. It is unchanged from previous visit. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she has chronic edema of the lower extremities. That is stable. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight spironolactone 25 milligram once daily. Also, Lasix 20 milligram once daily. And other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 277 pounds, blood pressure 142 over 76, temperature 97.1, pulse 100, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/15 of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.88, estimated GFR greater than 60, calcium 9.1, sodium 143, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 36, albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin 14.5, normal platelets, and white count 11.8. Assessment and plan, 1. Diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. We would like her to continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. 2, hypertension near to goal. Goal would be 140 over 80 or less. 3, chronic COPD, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.